Hello, my beautiful friend. Hello. I'm playing Harvest Moon by Neil Young. And the reason that I'm playing this is not because it's the song that I was planning to play for you, but the one I was going to play for you wouldn't play, and I don't know why. I was going to play Got to Be There by the best of Jackson 5. Sorry, I'm just going to turn this off. I would have made a lousy DJ, wouldn't I? I'm so abrupt in my music. Anyways, I wanted to play Got to Be There. So any of you who are of my generation and age who know that song can think of it in your head right now. The reason that I wanted to play Got to Be There is that what I wanted to talk to you about today is it's a little bit of a continuation. Maybe it's the same thing. I don't know. Of something I recorded about, I don't know, last month, maybe. Gosh, it's so hard to remember. But if you remember, if you listened, I had done an audio about calling in the person that we need for a particular moment or strength. And this is very similar, but in my mind, it's also a little bit different. So I'll just tell you. So I have had, as you may know, just kind of a series of like hard things happening. It has been like just a lot of loss, both loss of like the kinds of death, and also loss of people that are really important to me. My kitties, you know, died last fall, and now my other one has cancer, which is, you know, it's that anticipatory loss that happens when someone or an animal we love is dying. And then last week, I got laid off from a job that I absolutely, absolutely loved. I can't even tell you how much I loved this job. I kept saying to everybody all the time, like, it was just, I just felt like I had the best job in the world and I worked with the best people in the world. And that's still true that they're the best people in the world. And there's, you know, there's no hard feelings that way. It's just that I no longer have the job. So I can't say I have the best job in the world anymore. And with that also went some things like, you know, some financial security and health insurance and, those as well as the really beautiful connections. So the reason I was going to play you Got to Be There is because my son's dad had this brilliant idea that he encouraged me earlier this week, because of course I've been really sad. You know, there's loss is hard, and piggyback loss is also really hard. You know, when it kind of feels like, oh wait, I didn't really have a chance to get through that before this happened. It's kind of like that. You know, I mean, just one example that's coming to my mind as I'm saying this to you, like, honestly, I still walk into the house and I look for Zoe, our little butterscotch tabby cat who died last fall. And I still like walk in and look for her. And then now her sister, well, they're not really sisters, but, you know, adopted sisters, Pop-Tart, who has mouth cancer. And I don't know how long we'll have her, but probably not very long. And I feel like, wait a minute, I'm still grieving. I'm still grieving Zoe. And so it is, though, and so it is. But the reason that, so Bob was encouraging me, this is the thing I really wanted to tell you, because it's been really helpful. And I try, right? Like, it's like, I feel as if, even though I know I'm just a voice in an audio to you, I really do, every time I talk to you, feel like we're friends sitting around a table. I do. I often will look at the names of people who receive these, and I like to feel that we're actually together. And so it's a comfort for me. And I like to try to share things that support me, right? Like, I think from the very beginning of Simply Celebrate, it's just been, it's been a way to like, how do we feel those pinpricks of light, even the tiniest of them, you know, when things feel really dark? I mean, how do we find that tiniest of celebrations or the smallest of joys when things are really hard? And then, of course, when we're feeling really good, you know, how do we amplify that joy and those, that light, and take it to people who really need it, or share it with other people who are feeling joyful, right? So there's many, many ways that celebration can look. But I think one of them is by sharing things that help us through. And I've been so fortunate to have a lot of really, really kind, compassionate, loving people in my world who help me all the time to get through hard stuff. And I hope that I can do the same for you. So my son's dad offered this the other day, and I love the way he does it too, because he's like, I don't know if this is gonna be helpful or not, but this just dropped in for me and I wanted to share it with you. I mean, he's always so no pressure, right? That but he said, you know, what if you could identify as the person helping the person who's going through so much loss? Like, what if you could, like, you could be the supportive person for that person? And it instantly really resonated with me. And again, you can see why, you know, in some ways it is maybe the same exact thing as I was already talking to you about, but for some reason it felt different, and it feels different even in this moment for some reason. I guess it's the I'm second guessing myself, but it doesn't really matter. The point is that I've been practicing this. Like, I've been practicing, like, when I feel really sad, not as a way to, like, not feel the feelings, because that's still going to happen, but saying, like, you know, I'm the person who's going to support this person, and sort of being like, hey, you know, what do you need right now? Like, here's some Kleenex, or, you know, can I get you some tea? Do you want to just lie down with a blanket right now? Do you want to take a hot bath? Do you want to call a friend? Would it be helpful to, you know, read something that supports you? Like, just kind of trying to play, like, in some ways, you know, not again, like, I never want to advocate for, like, pushing away the feelings. It's not that, but it's also a way of being love. You know what? That phrase just came to me. And I think that's actually really what it is. It's being love in the moment instead of what can often happen for me is fear, discouragement, even despair. And what happens when I switch into being love, even if I'm still sad, you know, and usually, of course, I still am. It's not that the situation changes, but that suddenly there's a pool of love to swim in. And that makes all the difference in the world. And, you know, I don't know what this would look like for you, but I'm encouraging, if there's anybody listening who, you know, you don't have to be going through a loss, although there's so many losses. You know, I'm really aware as I'm out and about talking to people, and, you know, it's the loss of mobility, or, you know, a parent who might have memory issues, or, you know, actual deaths, of course. Actual illnesses are losses for us. You know, losing my job, right? You know, that's a whole loss of its own kind. Even losing something that we love, right? Like a necklace. Once I lost a necklace that had belonged to my grandmother, and I still think of that. You know, it's a loss. So how do we bring in any of those cases, or even could be, you know, confusion or overwhelm, that we bring in someone who's like, hey, honey, how can I support you in this? And that you bring that being loveness into it. And it's, you know, it's something that is kind of a cliche in the world, right? That it's like, that love conquers all. But I always told my son when he was growing up that there's a reason things are cliche. And it's because there's so much truth in them. And that's how they become cliche, because there's so much truth. People say them over and over. And I do want to believe that love conquers all. You know, I do. And it may not be in the big way of like, you know, it's going to save the climate, for instance, or it's going to save our democracy, or it's going to, you know, whatever. But I do think from my own experience, in any given small moment, it does conquer everything. Like the difference of being love and being this supportive, loving person to myself, it does conquer the fear. It's stronger. I think it's stronger than the fear or the despair. And I encourage you to try. I mean, I think that possibly, right, that of course it feels better, right? It feels better to have that kind of loving, compassionate care than to feel all alone and adrift in whatever loss is happening, right? And it's a way of, I know it sounds a little bit schizophrenic, and you know, I don't mean that in that way, but there are different parts of ourselves. There's different parts of ourselves, and it's a way of stepping into the part of ourselves that is full of kindness and compassion and care. So I felt like there was something else that wanted to be said to you. Let me play a little more of Harvest Moon. Music, you know, it's funny, isn't it, that music can be such a compassionate tool for ourselves. I'm just struck by as I'm listening to this. And my friend Leela left me a beautiful message. She leaves these gorgeous audio messages with music in the background. And I was so aware of how just that added a whole dimension, what felt like medicine, you know, music as medicine. So, yeah, I think I'll just leave it at that for now. I will be talking to you probably, as the weeks go on, or, you know, a little bit more about, you know, I imagine, I don't know this for sure, but having lost this job that I loved so much, that provided a lot of financial security and again, the health insurance and connection, you know, that's such a big thing in my life. You know, I imagine that I may be looking at, perhaps expanding my coaching business, or, you know, opening up some different kinds of group programs. I don't really know at the moment, but I'm just starting to kind of, you know, find my way through the shock of it to a different place. And in the moment, like, so I'm going to practice right here, just in front of you, like that person who feels like, oh, I don't know, like, what, you know, what to do, that it's like to just bring in this other part of me who says, you know, hey, it's okay. Like right now, you know, you're making the love gram, you're connecting to people you love. That's a beautiful thing to do. And, you know, let's just give ourselves a little bit of a break. Maybe take the day to just like not have to know, and also see what life brings in. You know, I think that's a very compassionate way to be when things feel, you know, scary or overwhelming, to also like lean into trust and lean into the mystery and the magic of the universe that I know is there. I know there's a magic, and I know there's a mystery, and I know there's a beautiful love all around. So maybe I'll just leave you with that. And thank you, as always, for being here. It makes such a difference. It really makes me feel connected, and I hope it does for you too. And I thank you for being the kind of person who really loves to show up, and you never know what we're going to like talk about, but I love that you show up, and I appreciate your notes when you send them. There's never any pressure. I can't always respond to them all, but I love hearing from you, and I so love you. You matter. Thank you. Bye-bye.